was at the heart of the programme. And at the heart of the art, no, we haven't forgotten, was its most treasured slot.
And now, here is the gallery.
And now here's the gallery, and please send in your paintings, and those that will be shown, you can see, but some won't, but we can't send them back. I remember that.
I never sent anything into the gallery, but I obsessively watched it and made critical remarks.
I suppose about 5,000 to 10,000 paintings would come in a week.
A week?
A week. They arrived in the post room at Western Avenue, and...
We couldn't cope. Of course we couldn't cope. And so the BBC hired grandparents to sort out all these paintings and drawings for the programme. And what happened was the very first day they came in and they started. Picks up an envelope. Oh, Bert, come over here. Come and have a look at this. And Bert would come over. You'd say, oh, that's nice, isn't it? Isn't that nice? But by the end of the day, they were ripping open and saying, nope, chucking it on the top. Nope, maybe. And so it went on.
My son sent in one, but they didn't get taken up. And I didn't feel I should go and, you know, say, this is my son, stick it on.
So out of 5,000, 15 would be shown, and those kids must have been very proud of it.
It was a big thing. It was almost Blue Peter Badge sort of thing to get your painting up there.
Thank you for all your pictures.
The phrase everybody remembers is...
And there's a prize for all those we show.
So what happened to the rejects?
Unfortunately, as soon as we'd had the gallery, Pat Kiesel would say...
I'm sorry that we can't return them to you.
And all those paintings would be binned.
They were literally destroyed.
They were destroyed, yes.